248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's Election Day Tuesday in Georgia's high-stakes Senate runoff election. CBS's Skylar Henry has that.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock began his final day of campaigning with members of the Teamsters Union in Atlanta.
And I promise you guys, if you stand up with me just one more day, I'll stand up for you for the next 6 years.
Republican challenger Herschel Walker continued his Evict Warnock bus tour.
Now we're working on turnout, turnout, turnout.
There's misery for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, where two power stations were shot up on Saturday. CBS's Mark Strassman says it could be days before the power is back on.
What happened here Saturday night was a criminal attack.
Criminal and targeted, an attack in the heart of North Carolina. Someone shot up two power substations. Gunfire that wrecked major utility equipment, pushing Moore County into crisis. Who and why is unclear, but the impact was obvious.
A small rural community in Texas is mourning 7-year-old Athena Strand, whose body was found 2 days after she was reported missing. Robin Gibson is the assistant superintendent for the Para School District.
She was a bright spot in our school, and will be deeply missed. It's a huge healing process for all of us.
Police say a 31-year-old FedEx driver has confessed to kidnapping and killing the girl after making a delivery to her house. The rise in reported cases of flu and other respiratory viruses is forcing some hospitals to restrict visitors, and some medicines are scarce, says CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
The surge in respiratory illnesses has sparked a rush on fever-reducing medications. The Cow family of Irvine, California, visited multiple stores.
We were rationing and deciding that, you know, the younger child who doesn't take ibuprofen very well, that we had to save the acetaminophen for him.
The family eventually found medications online.
Beware, if you get a text about a post office package, it just might be a scam.
The text asks you to click a link, then pay a shipping fee. It's usually not much, but after putting in a credit card number, it then asks for your social security number. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service is out with PSAs saying don't click the links and never put in any of this information.
Your personal information will go directly to the scammers. They may steal your identity or bank account details.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A survey of almost 75,000 employees in 121 countries has found that abuse in the workplace is widespread. Among those who said they had suffered the most, young people, migrants, and women. The report was released Monday by the UN. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, December 6th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will hold their Finance and Property Committee meeting at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The City of Stevens Point will hold their Police and Fire Commission meeting at 2 p.m. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. at the Portage County Law Enforcement Center LEC Training Room. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the same rooms. The Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m., also in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a few flurries possible at times. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 32 tomorrow, overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 17. Highs level off around 33 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. 35 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Happy Monday, Crudy Evan on the board. Happy Monday to our fair audience. A big show. Can't wait to get to it. What an intriguing couple of days.
You know, tomorrow's election day in the great state of Georgia. Runoff election. So tomorrow's an election day. That makes it election day eve, Dom. Or as I'd like to think of it, the day we terminate the Constitution. According to the former president of the United States, his newest call, termination of what, all the articles of the Constitution, because he didn't like the outcome of the last election. So it's time to throw out the Constitution. And I'd like to hear our conservative friends defend this one, really. I mean, defend this one. CJ, Gary, any of you, Dave from Mequon, any of you, defend setting aside the Constitution because he is so butthurt about the outcome of the last election that, you know, we should terminate the Constitution.
I have the specific quote here, Curdy, and allow me to read it to our audience. In case they haven't seen this one, here's what Trump put on his Truthy socials. So, with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? Massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. And then he followed up with an all caps, unprecedented fraud requires unprecedented cure.
Trump is the Terminator.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if some of the kids today have even seen the original Terminator movies.
Oh, they should. It's classic.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. But Trump is the Terminator of the Constitution. It took someone to kill the Constitution. Trump wants to be that guy. He really does, right? Isn't that his... Well, although he denies that he said it now. You realize today, Monday...
Today, Trump, the next day?
There's a little change of tune. Former, according to thehill.com, my source, Tom, former President Trump today insisted he does not want to terminate the Constitution, responding to broad backlash after he said over the weekend its rules and laws should be disregarded so he can return to the White House. Trump, in a parapost on the Truthy Social, responded to the fallout from his comments on Saturday that the 2020 election should be redone and he should be put back in office. The former president weighed in after internal Twitter communications showed company officials deciding to limit the spread of posts about allegations against Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, in the closing weeks of the 2020 election. Here is the newest statement from Trump. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. He did say that, right, Don?
Let's see. Massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. So if you say you're going to terminate the articles that are in the Constitution, you are, in fact, then terminating the Constitution. What's left?
Back to today's statement, Dom, because, you know, apparently revisionist history on it. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people. And when I say fake news, in this case, on behalf of Trump, I mean Dominic. The fake news is trying to convince the American people I said it. I wanted to terminate the Constitution. This is simply more disinformation and lies. Now, when I do it louder like that, it's because he's speaking in all caps at that point. And understand, almost the entire rest of the post is all caps. Just like, Russia, 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 all caps, and all their other hoaxes and scams, all caps. Trump wrote Monday afternoon saying he meant that steps, did a little Peter Brady there myself, steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong, all caps. That's all he meant. Just burn it down, Dom. Just throw out, terminate the Constitution. You know, like a Hollywood movie.
It's a Hollywood nightmare. Crudy, yo, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell you there's a little more from Trump. In a separate all capitalized post, I'll try not to scream it at you folks. Trump wrote that if an election is irrefutably fraudulent, it should go to the rightful winner or at a minimum be redone. Where open and blatant fraud is involved, there should be no time limit for change. It's kind of like he's making it up in the backyard. Like, I got the new rules to the club. And I can be the president of the club. And I always get to be the president of the club, even if the members vote for someone other than me to be the president. Because that would be fraud.
There's only one way that works, is if you do it by brute force and you suspend law and order in this country. If you suspend, if you terminate articles in the Constitution, well, then maybe you could try to get away with it. A little bit here, Crudy. Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post, I'll throw out a few points she had to make. Pause to take this in, she writes. The former and would-be future president has suggested suspending the Constitution in support of his deranged belief that he won the election and that its results are subject to change. A man who took the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution now has hijacked our great founders in the service of his megalomania. No, this is insurrection by social media. Nothing, it's certainly not imaginary fraud, capitalized or not, allows for the termination of constitutional guarantees. Trump is laying the groundwork for a coup. We can dismiss the post as just the latest Trumpian bluster, something he will never be capable of implementing. Yet the mere willingness to entertain and encourage extra constitutional action is alarming, coming from a man who is seeking to return to office, which is why Trump's words must be highlighted and called out. I'm past expecting Republican leaders to speak out. We know that foremost, their spines have collapsed and their courage reduced to a shrunken kernel. Trump says a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that it's ever going to happen, was the most that Rep. David Joyce, chair of the Republican Governance Group, could choke out in response to questions by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The White House was right to rebuke Trump, quote, attacking the Constitution and all it stands for is anathema to the soul of our nation and should be universally condemned, spokesman Andrew Bates said in a statement. If anything, the words should have been issued in the name of the president himself. Others made more puzzling choices. For a full day, the New York Times, as far as I can find, she writes, made no mention of Trump's post. I assume this was not an oversight, but a deliberate decision not to let Trump hijack its product for his unpatriotic purposes. I get it, but I'm glad the Times relented with a news story Sunday afternoon. The episode embodies a paradox of dealing with Donald Trump. We don't want to give him oxygen, yet there are times we dare not ignore him. This is one. It should be neither excused nor forgotten. And I get it. You know, we talk a lot of Trump around here sometimes, Crudy, and I can appreciate people get a little tired of it. But this is come on, people. He wants to terminate articles in the Constitution. Because what? Because Elon Musk found some Twitter files that he put out in what, communications with Biden to get Hunter Biden's private part pics off the internet? I mean, is that what we're talking about? Because there's no smoking gun from any of that I've seen reported. So Trump just uses another opportunity to protest, to say that he should be the president, and to show you his authoritarian ties. And the Republicans that do not stand up to this, you are not law and order. You have no courage. Zero courage, Crudy. We got a little bit. I know I'm going on a little bit of rant here, Crudy, but just bear with me if you would for just a moment.
What's my option?
We got this guy, Dave Joyce, on George Stephanopoulos. And I don't catch a lot of the Sunday shows. I happen to catch George on this, and he let Joyce have it. He kept asking the questions, how you could support this, how you can support this. Here is what Joyce had to say. Evan, I'm going to need your help here, please. Cut number 27. Joyce, again, this is the Republican Governors Group. This is what he had to say about supporting the nominee, even after what he said. 27, please.
I will support whoever the Republican nominee is.
I will support whoever the Republican nominee is. Stephanopoulos goes on to say, that's a remarkable statement. You support a candidate who'd come out for suspending the Constitution? And Joyce goes on to say, well, you know, kinda. He goes on to say, Trump says a lot of things. You have to take him in context. And right now, I have to worry about making sure that his Republican governance group and Republican majority, that we make things work for the American people. See how he's trying to spin this? And I can't be really chasing every one of these crazy statements that came out about from any of these candidates that come out.
How about the
stutter, stutter, stutter?
Just the most recent one. Like, let's terminate the Constitution. How about that one? Can you comment on that one?
Stephanopoulos, but that's an extraordinary statement. You can't come out against someone who's for suspending the Constitution. Joyce, well, first off, he has no ability to suspend the Constitution. Secondly, and then George jumps in, but he says he's for it. Well, you know, he says a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that it's ever going to happen. So you've got to accept exact fact from fantasy. And fantasy is that we're going to suspend the Constitution and go backwards. We're moving forward, and we're going to continue to move forward as a Republican majority and a Republican conference. Stephanopoulos, I don't see how you can move forward if your candidate is for suspending the Constitution, but thank you for your time this morning. I mean, what a bunch of wusses. I mean, zero spine.
I think we got a little of that sound. Oh, maybe we're a little short on time, though. Hate to
maybe just jam. Yeah, well, Evan, just jam the last little bit out, if you would. Well, cut 28, I think we're on.
I just don't think that at this point he'll be able to get there, because I think there's a lot of...
No, that's not it. That's talking about Speaker McCarthy. 29 might be more appropriate, but I tell you what, let's take our first break of the day.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
844-967-2789.
I started the process. All the troops are coming back home. They couldn't stop the process.
That's one of my mission parameters.
You're confused.
the devil's advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 28. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. 29. Overcast. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic celebrated the birthday of number one son, middle kid, Caden yesterday, 19.
Oh, happy birthday, Caden.
I know, I can't believe the kid's 19. And most weekends out of the home, but you know, this weekend home from college. Little urban air and some good times with his girlfriend, man, you know. So anyways, nice to see Caden this weekend. Also want to acknowledge the hard work of the team here at Civic Media. The first parade, Waukesha Christmas parade after the tragedy. It wasn't the first year anniversary per se, but it was the first parade yesterday in Waukesha, and we had 11 or 12 of our teammates there. So thanks to all that participated, James and Tell and Don and Earl and Johnny and Calvin, and I was there and Roxanne was there, and it was a cavalcade of Civic Media stars, if I didn't acknowledge them all. Corey and his son Dexter were there. Lots of good people there. And then we all went out for dinner. Don, we missed you at the dinner, but good victuals. Apparently a nice steakhouse right down the way from us in Waukesha. I hadn't tried it before. Eric's Steakhouse. H-A-U-S. House.
House.
Style. But it was damn good. So anyways, enjoyed the company of the team and the coverage on WAUK. And very excited about the bowl game coming up very soon, December 27th. The Badgers got a warm weather bowl game. So that'll come up on the 27th. We'll play down in the Civic Media app. I'll let you know, Dom, if I got to do some reporting from Phoenix. I'll be our boots on the ground at Badger practice. You know, we don't have a formal Cub sports reporter. I could be that guy, Dom.
I mean, someone's got to be that person.
I hope someone can be that person. Maybe me. But Dom, there's important political topics and good friends of ours to talk to on the phone today as well at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, I got to mention your girls in it to win it, Dom. Election denier Janelle Branchon is running to be your senator. And I mean, truth be known, she's been banned from the GOP caucus on the assembly side. She's got nowhere else to go. So she might as well run for the Senate, right? She's going to be stripped of her committee assignments. I mean, she charged the mound on Speaker Robin Voss. No one would be a better representative of you than election denier Janelle Branch and Dom.
I mean, maybe the guy she's running against, election denier Rep Dan Knodel of Germantown. I mean, we have so many election deniers to choose from.
Well, he was only, what, one of the 15 Republicans that wrote a letter to the former vice president the day before January 6th, asking him not to consider the actual electoral outcome. Set it aside. Week, 10 days. Let's see if we could shake it up on the state legislative level. And there, of course, is a case before the Supreme Court this week. Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, my dining companion last night, talked a lot about that Moore case. Oral arguments happening effectively, that would make state legislatures in charge of elections. Not the courts. The courts wouldn't say, oh, that was not a fair election. It would entirely be the purview of the state legislature.
Well, here the partisan state legislatures.
Well, very partisan here. I mean, when you bake in the gerrymander to the cake, Dom, we've got a 2/3 supermajority in the Senate when Janelle Branch and your new state senator joins Senate in the spring, Dom. It'll be a supermajority. Hell, they'll have the power to also, what, impeach Tony Evers' people. So you'll have that to look forward to. We all will, Dom. All because we don't know someone courageous enough to go run as a Dem and beat her.
I think hopefully this week we'll find out who would actually step up and do that. Because this, obviously, this is my district. This is not acceptable. Dan Knodel, Janelle Branjan, what? Election deniers representing me? I mean, I'm longing for the good old days of Alberta Darling, which is terrible because she didn't do squat for me either.
Triple dog dare ya. Triple dog dare you.
Come on. There's got to be some righteous, awesome Dems to stand up and run for this. Please, God, this cannot happen.
It's not going to be. There are three assembly districts that make up this Senate district. It's not Deb and Drinka. She just won re-election. Said, I can't go through another election. Effectively, she's not the one. And the other two assembly districts, Dan Knodel and Janelle Branchon, both said, we're in. So both the Republicans want this seat. It's going to be, I mean, the Vicky McKenna fill-in today, Brian Schimming, former, you know, vice chancellor of the Republican Party. He led today talking about this is the election of your lifetime. You know, the Supreme Court and, of course, the 8th Senate District. Who will represent Dominic Salvia?
844-967-2789. We're going to find out that answer real soon because there's not much time, right? You got to go get, I mean, this thing's, it's a primary in February, then the election's in April. You got to go right now. You should be collecting signatures. So let's hear about it. 844-967-2789. Britt from Humboldt County. We'll get you in this segment. Britt, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Britt.
Gentlemen, how's it going? Good to hear you. Good, man. Great spirit. Hey, I just wanted to point out, you know, all things considered, it seems like, based on the way the House went, you know, so marginally and really kind of reducing any potential McCarthy speakership to rubble to even start the whole thing, and then add in the fact that, you know, it was such a post for the fact that we've already won the Senate and we have a chance to have another likely additional vote in the Senate, I think things turned out about as well as they can going into 2024. You know, Pelosi had a chance to retire with some empathy and to turn in some new leadership, which I think helps the Democratic Party. And all things considered, I think we're in about as good a shape going to 2024 as Trump self-immolates the entire Republican Party. I think that really the conditions are right for Democrats to continue to build on their coalition and for the Republicans to completely fall apart. And for Trump to lose power going into 2024, an enormous amount.
Great point.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores!
is a 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections, or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Former Milwaukee Elections Commission Deputy Director Kimberly Zapata made her initial court appearance on Friday, where she posted a $2,500 signature bond. She entered not guilty pleas to three misdemeanor counts of making a false statement to obtain an absentee ballot. She is also charged with misconduct in public office, which is a felony. Zapata is represented by an attorney from the Thomas More Society, a conservative law firm that assisted former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman in his review of the 2020 election, which was funded by taxpayers. Zapata's next court appearance will be December 9th. Wisconsin gas prices are falling. AAA reports the statewide average for regular was $3.70 a gallon on Friday. That's about 60 cents lower than a month ago. Some stations are selling gas for less than $3 a gallon. Experts are predicting prices will go even lower this week. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a few flurries possible at times. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 32 tomorrow, overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 17. Highs level off around 33 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. 35 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Falls, also Dom's girl, a longtime Republican lawmaker who retired from the legislature's upper house last week. Branchon will challenge one of her assembly colleagues who barred her from the closed caucus meetings, Rep. Dan Knodel of Germantown and Robert Albrightson of Brown Deer in February's 21st primary. Democratic State Rep. Rob Andranka. Deb Andranka. I'm thinking of a former Badger hockey player. Deb Andranka of Whitefish Bay decided against launching a campaign for the seat after long... Here's a statement from your girl Branchon, though, Dom. After long hours of consulting with my family, friends, and countless political allies, both of them, I have decided that the best place for me to continue to represent the people of Wisconsin would be the Senate.
Yeah.
God bless America. A little bit more. I can guarantee that I will continue to fight for the principles that every American shares. No one has fought harder for life, Second Amendment rights, keeping your family safe, following every family to send their children to a great school. I'm excited to continue fighting. She's a fighter, Dom, mostly for Trump. In her role as Assembly Elections Committee Chairwoman, Branchon has over the last 2 years invited 2020 election conspiracy theorists who have promoted, you may say, Dom, accusations of corruption against state elections officials without providing evidence to testify at the state capitol. Think Whitey Ready Talk Radio host Dan O'Donnell.
Right. Come testify without any evidence. Just say what you feel, baby.
Her focus on the 2020 election has drawn national attention, including, and Dom, you share a birthday with this man, including from former President Donald Trump, who invited Branchon to speak at the rally, the last rally held in Wisconsin. We were there.
Oh, it was not glorious.
We broadcast it back for our fair audience. Dom felt like we owed it to him. She first called the outcome of the 2020 election to be overturned in July because tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. Little bit more here, Dom. We have been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there's no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. I'm sorry, I gotta check myself here.
I know.
How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice? She wrote in a statement at the time. The move prompted her Senate counterpart, Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier, to call for her removal as Elections Committee Chairwoman. And Knodel, who was first elected to the State Assembly in 2008, said in a statement launching his campaign that he intends to focus on policies related to inflation, education, and public safety. You want to hear his quote, Dom?
Yeah, I got it here for you, Crudy. When I entered office, Wisconsin was unable to control its spending despite being one of the highest taxed states in the country. With bold conservative reforms, we turned multi-billion dollar deficits, not true, into unprecedented surplus. Thank you, Tony Evers, while providing tax relief for every single Wisconsin family, homeowners, and small business. As state senator, I will vote to support law enforcement, expand educational opportunities, roll back bureaucratic outreach, and pursue continued tax reform. On Monday, Knodel suggested Branchon's policymaking work has been hampered by her conflicts with colleagues. You think?
She's primary got conflicts election with reality and colleagues, Dom.
Well, I think he has it as well. We'll see if Molly Beck gets to it. Another quote from Knodel from today. Primary election voters will have to decide who can be the most effective state senator, and to do that, you have to have good working relationships with other legislators, he said, noting he has good relationships with the Assembly and Senate Republicans. Republicans are likely to put a priority on the race to replace Dowling, as it will determine whether the GOP caucus preserves its supermajority in the state Senate. By adding enough members in the November 8th election to achieve a supermajority, as Crudy mentioned, the Republican caucus now has the ability to suspend Senate rules, utilize a power to impeach, and remove state officials ranging from the governor to cabinet secretaries to judges. If a Democratic candidate does not enter the special election for state Senate, the winner of the Republican primary is all but certain to become the next new member of the Senate. Evers has set the special election to replace Dowling to coincide with the primary and general dates in the spring election, which will take place April 4th.
Triple dog dare you, Dom.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, this is asinine. And Molly Beck, and while I love Molly Beck, you did not get to the point. And I think we should not let this go.
What's the point that the audience...
As Janelle Brangen is with her Trumpiness. Dan Canola was one of the 15 signatories to the letter to Trump on January 5th. I'm sorry, to Pence on January 5th to say, hey, you know, don't certify this election, right? He's one of them. So what is he, Janelle Brangen Light? I mean, what do we get with either one of these? They're both the same. They're both Trumpsters. And what do we know about the Trumpsters? What did Trump say yesterday? Yesterday, it's still on Truthy Social, Republicans. Terminate the Constitution.
Well, that's his plan. What's yours, Salvia?
to uphold the Constitution. This is unacceptable. So I'm looking forward to seeing which of our Democratic friends will step up and take on these jokers.
Waiting.
844-967-2789.
Waiting
for you. We'll screen the calls and we'll get to our fair audience momentarily. We promise. 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Curdy.
Well, I was just going to say, it's such a fine field that's shaping up for that, you know, that special elective race. Dom, I would point out, I think there's a certain temperament. I think that abortion will still be on the ballot.
Yes.
On the spring election. And I know that Robin Voss, I know that those that would be supportive of holding on to patients, Rogan Sacks, Wisconsin Supreme Court seat, would really, really like to move past the issue of abortion. But I heard Republicans laying out all the issues that are at the table with the Wisconsin Supreme Court seat. And with the balance of the court, if the Democrats won that seat, what that would mean. And it's really a litany of issues, everything from the 2/3 majority baked in the cake through the very partisan gerrymandering that's baked in there, everything to Act 10 could be revisited with a change of the makeup of the court. Now, I mostly, at this late hour, I mostly care about the ultra partisan gerrymander of the legislative districts. And the fact that we've long since stopped getting fair representation through these maps, and we've had them for 10 plus years, and the new maps are worse than the old maps. So we, the people, none of us, not even Republicans, are being served by this current makeup, by this current partisan gerrymandering. So it is really a very important thing. And the 1849 abortion ban, well, that's going to end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Whether or not there is validity to the current ban, the current state law, that will probably be decided by this Wisconsin Supreme Court. Either as a 4-3 conservative or a 4-3 quote-unquote liberal majority. What would you prefer if, let's just say, your rights had been taken away under Dobbs and Roe v. Wade had been overturned? Yeah. And you're, let's say, a Gen Z woman. Can you be expected to turn out for one more election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in April? I hope so. It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. Because you know what? I hope the makeup of the current, and of course it matters. A 2/3 majority allows for a lot of malfeasance from these Republicans. I mean, bad stuff can happen if they have the power to impeach. From the minority, effectively, the minority has a 2/3 majority legislatively because, you know, malfeasance baked into the cake. Well, that's the most important issue facing the state of Wisconsin, really, for the next 10 years. Because if we don't win back fair legislative seats. And I'm not going to say a Democratic majority. That may or may not happen. I just want a fair fight. If we don't have a fair fight, if elections don't matter, and let's say the current Wisconsin, U.S. Supreme Court decides after hearing oral arguments, well, let's give all the power over election administration to state lawmakers, like the two-thirds advantage baked into the cake here for Republicans. Well, democracy is effectively over at that, folks. At that point, folks, you know what I'm saying? We don't live in a democracy if state lawmakers get to make the election rules. That's certainly not what I signed up for. So it's kind of a big deal. I think that, and also that 8th Senate district, kind of a big deal. Wish we knew a qualified candidate. Someone with their MBA. Knew the issues well-informed of state-level issues here in the state. Damn, if only we knew someone like that.
Someone to stand up and throw some haymakers and knock some rhetorical sense into these people. 844-967-2789. We don't need terminators of the Constitution, election deniers representing Wisconsin's Senate 8th District. Farmer Bill, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, love you guys. When I heard about this, whatever name, stepping down, I was hoping I was going to hear something from Tony Evers that was like, yeah, we'll hold a special election when you Republicans step out of the seats that we've appointed new people for. You know, I'm just thinking like the DNR, and I know there's others, but I'm sure smarter people than I can tell me why Tony Evers can't sort of delay the election to sort of get the people he's appointed. In
there are positions. Certain structures within state law, depending on your resignation date. The governor only has so long to name a special election. And all the logic says you do it in concurrence with the existing elections. But let's not forget the Republicans did try to decouple, I believe, the Supreme Court election from the Wisconsin partisan primary back when Dan Kelly got his ass handed to him by 163,000 votes. Maybe they saw it coming, Farmer Bill, that he was a god-awful candidate. Still is.
He still is.
Yeah.
And they were, of course, unsuccessful in that effort, Bill, because you got to, you know, logic would dictate. I mean, you're not going to have incur the additional cost for another election when you got another one coming up that can meet the time frames, regardless of whether or not you could think you'd get some leverage out of it from your political adversaries.
The Dems, even if and Bill, I like how you think, because in politics, shouldn't we use the leverage that we have? I mean, if Tony could force the Republicans to actually meet on his, let's say, his cabinet secretaries. I mean, he's, what, 4 years, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, he doesn't have his full complement of cabinet secretaries because of the pettiness of Republicans. I mean, I get it. When they were trying to cut him off at the knees, Bill, you know, the whole lame duck and, you know, we'll show him. But 4 years later, after the man wins re-election and you're still not the party in control, except through your baked-in-the-cake legislative gerrymander, maybe it's time to give the guy a couple of his cabinet secretaries. You know, maybe the guy at the DNR needs to step down now. Talking to you, Preen, you little semi-fascist. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, a big Monday edition. Always bigger with your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
She'll be back.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Day equals day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 28. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. 29. Overcast. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going back to them momentarily at 844-967-2789.
Yeah, let's get to Jeannie. She's got a nominee. Jeannie, who do you nominate to be a candidate?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. I hope it's okay to call in with this. But I'm very well of a person who I think is very intelligent, a deep thinker. She's empathetic. He's passionate, but he's empathetic. He's very good at expressing his ideas. He can pull people in to conversations. I think he'd be an outstanding leader. He's somebody that kids can look up to. And people can look up to. He's somebody that's very trustworthy, and his name is Dom. He's knowledgeable on how this works. He's knowledgeable of the history of the state of Wisconsin, especially in the political arena. I think he'd be a great leader and a great asset to the state of Wisconsin. And that's all I've got to say. And I sure hope you would sleep on it and dream about it, because I think, Dom, you'd be great. And that's my opinion.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
You know, I really, and thank you for listening, Jeannie, I really, really thought she meant Santa Claus. Yeah, like she was working up to a Christmas miracle or something.
Well, Gene, I get it, and I appreciate it, and I'm honored and humbled that you would think that. As I tell my kids, I am not a role model. I mean, these are some very strange times, and I am a little concerned given the circumstances of this election. I mean, whoever runs, and say a Dem runs and a Dem wins, you know, you're basically going to have to turn around and run again in 2 years, right? Because this is a Alberta Darling's 2 years into her term. Not only that, you know, we have this other election going on as well. So I have often pondered of my political future. I've never had a situation occur where something like that could happen. I'd rather do a radio show. You know, I really enjoy doing this with Crudy, but I am concerned and really am anxious to see what's going to happen and who steps up from the Democratic Party in the next week.
Come on, man. It's like a part-time job. You're entitled to per diem. And quite frankly, you know, radio show. What, a couple hours a day? What, that's getting in your way? That's stopping you? Real quick, there is an article, and we will get to more of the callers this hour, 844-967-2789. A little Supreme Court candidate function. They're already getting together. They all showed up except for the newly declared Judge Jennifer Doro. She apparently got stuck in traffic. But Mitchell Protasiewicz and the god-awful Dan Kelly all showed up for a little candidate forum. And the hotly contested race for conservative Justice Patience Rogenczak's seat could change the makeup of the court. We've talked about that quite a bit. currently a 4-3 conservative majority. Mitchell, a former prosecutor and presiding judge of the county's juvenile division, Dane County's, and Protasewicz, a longtime prosecutor, are running as liberal candidates. Kelly and Doro are running as conservatives. But here's what Protasewicz had to say about the very topic I keep bringing up, the redistricting. Protasewicz said she's running to get partisan politics out of the Supreme Court. She called her opponent some of the most partisan actors on the bench. I can't tell you where I will end up on a case, but I can tell you I don't care what Donald Trump or Robin Voss want, and I won't take into account what Joe Biden or Tony Evers thinks. I will uphold our constitutional freedoms without fear or favor. Dan Kelly said, you're doing it wrong. Kelly responded by saying it is his job, or it is the job, of a Supreme Court justice to rule without partisanship, something he never did. It was always a foregone conclusion. You knew what Kelly's vote was before he even cast it. He didn't surprise me a single time in his brief stay as a wanker appointment to the court, Dom. He never surprised me on a single freaking ruling. He was the ultimate partisan. A little bit from him. If the court was ever taken into account anything other than the law, it destroys the very concept of the rule of law. And the picture of him? You cannot take a picture of Dan Kelly and not make him look sanctimonious. I don't know how you do that photographically other than the fact he's got resting bitch face. I don't know what to say about the man.
Maybe a shot from the back. 844-967-2789. Falcon from Madison, you will have the last word this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just wanted to go back to Friday, if I could, and with the rail strike. Obviously, it's despicable what the rail companies are doing. $1.8 billion in stock buyback, and they couldn't take half of that $0.8 to pay for the damn 7 sick days for those people? Come on, man. But I have to say, Harvey K., come on, man. Harvey K., there's a little bit of a difference between federal contacts and President Obama and telling a private company that they have to give workers sick days. Yeah, Joe Biden can't do that, Harvey. Sorry, man. I just got to take Harvey to the woodshed on that. That was BS.
Well, Falcon, you understand that effectively Joe Biden was at the negotiating table with the workers, and I think he felt vested in the outcome. Obviously, he didn't want a rail strike to happen, but just as much as he can wade in and be persuasive, he can take it to the Congress and say, hey, you know, I want them to sign off on this contract. They force-fed it to the workers. Why could he, sir, not force-feed it to the owners of the companies and say, and there's six more sick days in there?
Yeah, because they're private companies, man. The president doesn't even get to do that. It's a private company. It's apples and oranges. A federal contract's a lot different than telling the CEO of a private company what to do. I wish he could. I wish Joe could tell him to give him 50 hours of sick time or whatever.
But can't we effectively, it's within his power, Falcon, he could have nationalized the rail. If it's important enough that we can pass federal legislation.
He'd need the votes for that, wouldn't he? And he does not have the votes for that.
But a bipartisan vote to force feed them the outcome of Biden's preferred contract, that apparently was within the kosher rules, Falcon. I'm just
saying Harvey was being a little disingenuous there to be ripping on Joe. You can just make an executive order to give them more sickness. He can't do that, man. Come on, Harvey.
It's Dr. Harvey K. He's not Pope Harvey K.
I would think again, given the leverage that there is, if this is so important to the American economy and the American infrastructure and American security, it is absolutely ripe to be nationalized if that were to be the case. And hell, as I mentioned on Friday, if we're looking for ways to slow the economy down instead of raising the interest rates, let them go on strike. Let the American people feel what what Warren Buffett and the rail owners are sticking it to them.
Hey, Dom, did you know that Donald Trump borrowed lots of money from North Korea?
What?
As long as there are veterans, the benevolent and protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station